USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
They're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're paying close attention to the recent missiles tested by North Korea.
Obviously, we are concerned about their short-range ballistic missile tests. We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing, etc. But on the other hand, we're not going to overreact. We want to take a measured response and make sure that we don't close the door to diplomacy.
The defense secretary there striking a different tone than the president, who downplayed the significance of those missile tests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Stacey Abrams is ruling out a run for Johnny Isaacson's U.S. Senate seat. Republican Isaacson announced he will leave office at the end of the year because of his advancing Parkinson's disease. Abrams ran for governor in Georgia in 2018. She lost that race, although she has yet to concede. More and more hotels are getting rid of something. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest to announce it's getting rid of tiny toiletries. As Marriott says, it will stop supplying small plastic bottles of shampoo, hair conditioner, and bath gel by December of next year. The bottles will be replaced by either larger ones or wall-mounted dispensers, as they're easier to recycle. The CEO says they've been wanting to make the move for years. Holiday Inn announced the same thing last month. Hyatt says it's going to be going through a similar process soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Civility, politics, and family can be a touchy subject at times, with people having many differing views on all three of the matters. Susan Koster recently wrote an op-ed where she talks about her experiences when it comes to having discussions over politics with family members.
We can go at it. We can't even agree on how to spell our name, right? So, I mean, you know, when you're driving up to the reunion, there are signs with two different spellings just so that no one gets confused about which way to go. But you know what? We do agree on our connection to each other, the level of civility. I think we assume goodness,
right?
Because that's, if you can go into some a discussion about that. But no, we don't always agree on the same politics. But you know what? We don't try to change each other's minds either.
Koster continues.
Well, I think for one thing, you got to embrace your characters, you know, your family characters. I hear about people, they don't go to this reunion or that because they don't like Aunt Jane or Uncle Sue. Don't do that. You know, go there and embrace it. But also, I think, you know, connecting, civility. Oh, when you're elbow to elbow at the picnic table, there's no identity politics, really. You have to talk it out. You can't unfriend. You can't ghost.
And finally, according to the predictions in the Farmer's Almanac this year, from east of the Rockies to the Appalachians, the coming winter season will provide a polar coaster of frosty temperatures. October and November are expected to be cool and wet, followed by a cold December and beyond. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.